Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You're listening to the Jay Bird Watching Podcast, the official podcast of jaysjournal.com and fansided.com, where we discuss all things Toronto Blue Jays baseball. We'll talk about news, rumors, and game recaps. So whether you're a diehard fan or just getting started with the team, this is the podcast for you. Here's your host, Craig Borden, with co-hosts Jason Lyons and me, Ken Alfred. You're listening to the Jay Bird Watching Podcast.
Good evening, Toronto Blue Jays fans, and welcome to another lovely evening with the Jay Bird Watching Podcast, part of the fan-sided official podcast of jaysjournal.com. We have a crazy evening of what has been the most ridiculous level of rumors of all Toronto Blue Jays fandom over the last week. And the fact is that we are not only involved in Shohei Ohtani, but the fact that we might be in the mix for Juan Soto. But before we dive into actual craziness and rumors, I have Jason Lyons with me and Ken Alfred. Fellas, we finally have the band back together. How are we doing?
Doing okay. I mean, I know it's been a while. I've been hit and miss on some of these other ones, so I'm glad to be back a little bit more often. My most important question, what did I miss?
Nothing. Nothing happened.
Sprague was traded to the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yes, that happened.
Damn it.
And they're going to put a Kelly Gruber statue outside of the Rogers Arena.
There it is. Boom. Put it all. Mike, yeah, I mean, up right there.
You know, like, you know, personal stuff aside, I mean, you know, we're looking at potentially the, since Gretzky being traded to the Kings, this could be the biggest signing trade in pro sports. I mean, you think that LeBron's a big deal. He moved, but I feel like a lot of that was orchestrated in the whole, you know, like, all of the stuff he did, and yeah, we're going to South Beach and all that other crap, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was fun when it was happening, but this is legitimately, like, this is franchise changing. This is potentially 100%. Country changing. This is, I mean, the funny thing is if he goes to the Dodgers, I mean, they'll be excited and the city will be like, yay. And then something else will happen and they'll move on. Whereas if this happens
to Toronto,
yeah, all reports are that it's down to a couple of days here. They were talking maybe Christmas, but yeah, now it's timeline's been moved up. And I mean, I don't know, you know, it takes a lot to make me be speechless. And when I saw the report, you know, that he had actually said that, you know, Toronto was looking favorable, you know, like it was sort of like within his favor, you know, and it's funny because, you know, you start to go down some of the Twitter and Facebook and Instagram rabbit holes about Jay fandom and the people that are out there. And I can't understand it. I can't understand how anyone would be like, there's all these people like, well, you can't pitch this year. And, you know, like when he's ripping holes through the seats in the flight deck, you know, trying to murder people out there, you know, I think maybe you would forget that he hasn't pitched an inning. You know, it's crazy for me to think that someone could consider not getting the greatest free agent signing of all time in baseball as not a good thing to do. But otherwise, I'm super duper.
I'm just going to call this an omen. So I got out of work. I went and had a beer with a friend. I came home and I had a brand new fresh pack of Topps baseball cards because our friend Brian Parrup that was on the show a few weeks ago has infected me with baseball collecting cards all over again. And I just can't get over it. So the card that I pull today, boom.
Nice. Ooh. Lovely. And notice, I would like, you know, anyone who's
watching Omen, my friends,
I'd like to notice that we haven't put up any of those hokey ass, like him in a Jays jersey, or that's bad juju. Don't do that.
Yeah,
don't,
I was going to say.
Don't. Just leave
him. Still in an Angels jersey.
Yeah,
this
leave him in his Angels jersey and just be happy with that because.
Jays fans, don't do it. Don't do it.
I just thought it was ironic in the same pack of cards that not only did I get Shohei Ohtani, I got Mr. Alejandro Kirk.
Oh, there you go.
They're going to be new battery mates.
Maybe roommates. Saying. Maybe roommates.
Not until the year 2025, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is.
And to your point, Jason, let's say we get Ohtani in this lineup. Okay, great. Freaking wonderful. He is not pitching this year at probably what is going to be the tune of $45 to $50 million. But this is a guy that let's say he's just focusing on hitting. He's going to hit 50 home runs in the Rogers Center.
Yes.
It would not shock me 100%.
Oh, no. I short porch. I mean, he's got it all. That stadium offers everything he wants. He's got a draft out to where he hits his most home runs, short field. I mean, even hypothetically, you can have him playing some first base. You know, you just have to be able to put him where he doesn't need to throw. So, or throw hard at least. So, I mean, put him in at first.
All of Bryce Harper this last year.
Right, exactly. I think that what he also offers up then is we do get him. I think this is the extended part of what Jays fans need to realize. And I talked to one last night that was very, we argued quite a bit about this. But I think if you sign Shohei, it gives you the perfect opportunity to trade Vladdy. It opens up the door for you to go and get possibly a number of prospects, maybe even a day-to-day player, middle reliever, something like that. But it gives someone like the Dodgers, if they don't get Shohei, they get somebody who won the home run derby last year. And, you know, I've heard that the Dodgers are shopping guys like Gavin Lux and other guys who would come in and be very good. You know, the Dodgers have deep prospect pools as well. So, I mean, you know, if you're looking for teams to hit a home run, you know, Vladdy's a really good alternative if you don't get Soto and you don't get, you know, and you don't get Shohei. Because, I mean, Cody Bellinger is 50-50 at this point. We don't know if it's going to be last year Dodger Cody or last year Cub Cody. I think his weed gummies will tell you the
or MVP Dodger for that matter.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's a crapshoot, but with those other guys, and I hate to say this, but I almost feel like Vladdy's on the downturn. I almost feel like he needs to go somewhere where they're a little bit more serious about the game and a little less serious about the other stuff and make him a baseball player again.
You think he got too comfortable?
I'll tell you. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. You think Vlad just became complacent just because he knows people loved him here and he was banking off those really good seasons?
Yes.
That's why.
Yes, 100%. And I love it.
Me too.
Now, playing ulterior motive to where you're going, Jason, does somebody like Ohtani coming into town light a fire under his ass?
Maybe. I mean,
I hope so.
Nothing pushes you harder than the fire that's underneath you, right? Like, I mean, I see it. You see it in sports all the time. You see a kid come up and he really, like, you know, Schneider this year, like, what was happening to that whole Dougie when he was. They were just like, I hope this guy can't play my position. Like, just don't let him be able to play my position. Can you play third? Oh, you can't? Okay, great. I'm fine. Good Lord. Like, you know, but and, you know, they say, you know, steel sharpens steel and all that other stuff. I mean, certainly when David Snyder came in, he changed the way that the Jays were playing because of that. And because he's filling a hole, that's okay. It's a little easier. But you are right, man. When you bring somebody else in and in training camp, they're like, hey, Shohei, you're going to play one. And Vladdy, you're going to back him up. Vladdy's like, what? Like right away, he's like, what? You know, or maybe they're going to move Vladdy to third. That came to me last night in a weird, like, I woke up at like 3 a.m. in a cold sweat and I was like, they could move Vladdy over to third. Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, there's, they've got, you know, Barger, they have all these different options, but I really do feel like if they get Ohtani, it really allows, like, it's almost like when you make that trade in fantasy football or fantasy baseball and one of the dum-dums goes for it and you're like, now I've got all this stuff to play with, right? Yeah, I can start chess piecing all over the place to try and make this now. Because for all intents and purposes, we could be looking at an all-star team. We could be looking at the starting nine, basically, for the American League. Like,
you're talking WAMCO 2.0.
I was about to say,
WAMCO. Blue Jays version.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... Think of that lineup. Look at that. You've got Springer at number one. You've got Bo at number two. You have Ohtani, Vladdy, so on, so forth. It
Come
just
on.
Becomes obnoxious. Wow. Even with Addison Barger or Alvis Martinez. Think of those two batting in the nine hole.
I know. It's crazy.
Sneaky pop.
It's crazy. Anyways, I mean, I think the biggest thing right now is that, you know, reading everything that we have over the last couple of days, and, you know, for me, my favorite thing about this is I know people who don't watch baseball or don't really pay attention or are really fair weather baseball fans. I've been getting nothing but texts and calls and people, you know, like when I'm out, it's all anybody wants to talk about. I work with a guy named Colton. He played a little semi-pro ball. We went out for a company thing last night. Him and I talked for 2 hours about this, like nonstop, you know, and people who are not baseball people were getting into the conversation, and it's so epic. And now, like, it's come to a fever pitch, no pun intended. And the whole league has got it. The whole league's got this thing where now, and they released the thing where it's like basically 40-40 Jays, Dodgers, and then the rest of the league gains the rest of that. It's like, come on. Like,
So let's focus on that for a minute, because more or less what you're hearing from not just the Blue Jays, but Rogers Media from the Toronto Sun, the Blue Jays are all in on Ohtani. As Blue Jays fans, when was the last time, regardless of who was currently owning the team, that you can hear the Blue Jays management and ownership saying that they were all in on somebody? Because the only person that actually comes to mind is what is known as one of the worst contracts in Toronto Blue Jays history, and that is Mr. Vernon Wells. But I don't think that turned out bad. The Blue Jays were able to trade that off at the end of it. They didn't pay all that money to Vernon at the end of his last 3-4 years. The Yankees ended up taking it. So that was the one that Alex Anthopoulos' best trades is moving that money off. But at the end of the day, you talk of when that contract was signed with the Toronto Blue Jays, with Vernon Wells, there was two names in Toronto Blue Jays baseball in the offense, and that was Mr. Carlos Delgado, and you have the up-and-comer Vernon Wells. That was not a bad contract when the day you signed it. Vernon didn't continue that exact ridiculous level that we were talking about in his 2003 campaign that he was with Delgado and Roy Halladay at the time to carry a team. Ohtani, you already know what you're getting with that crazy dumpster pile of money that we're talking about here, guys. I don't care if he's only hitting this first year. I really don't, because you do have a Ricky Tiedemann and all the plethora of pitchers that we have this coming back. We have already have 1 through 4 figured out. You do not need Shohei Ohtani to be the fifth starter this coming season. Well played, Jason.
Thank you.
So Touché. Talk to me on that, guys.
Kenny, how about everybody?
You know, I'm not, like I said, I've had coworkers asking me, you know, like I said, those two people that asked my opinion on the whole thing. They're saying, Ken, do you have the inside scoop on the Ohtani thing that's going on with the Jays? And I said, well, you're asking a guy who thought that Ed Sprague was a prospect at this point. So I think you're talking to the wrong person. Right. So I think, yeah, like in all seriousness, like I'm just thinking, I'm watching news everywhere. Ohtani is all over the news. Breakfast television here in Toronto is all about it. And I think we're really trying to lure him. It's almost to the point it reminds me of like Kawhi Leonard after the Raptors won the championship when he was going to leave that following season. And they're trying to do whatever they can to keep him. It seems like in Canada, we're really trying to get him. And I'm wondering even if there's some other teams that just said, you know what, I kind of hope he goes to Toronto. Maybe one less thing for us to worry about.
We talked about some of the analytics to that a couple of weeks ago with the fact that so let's say you do spend $50-something million a year on Ohtani. The fact is you're now all of a sudden getting now the ad revenue from Japan, all these tickets that are being sold, all these other things. How much does it end up paying for his salary automatically? And you're making him the highest paid baseball player of all time in the midst of that same equation. There's some things that level out in the aggregate that make it a very good investment for Rogers as becoming the face of sports in Canada.
Well, how about this one too? I mean, as it stands right now, the Major League Baseball contract that has the television one in Japan is not very big. They don't get a ton of games. Some, but do you know who the most watched team is? Anybody want to guess? It's the Angels.
I'm guessing
so. Angels have a private package, television package that you can purchase in Europe and in Japan and all the rest of it. And where do you think that next step is? The next step is the Jays. I mean, they have a media giant behind them. They have all of the tools that you need to make this happen. I mean, the Dodgers network does not have this to make this happen. They just don't. I mean, they surely have 30 million people in the state of California that they could potentially. But, I mean, everybody that's an Angels fan, they lose right off the hop. They're already sour. They already don't like the Dodgers. Now the Dodgers are going to get their superstar. So take those people out of the mix. They're not going to watch a regular Shohei game during the season. But I'm telling you this, they're going to start to market this everywhere. And I mean, even out here on the left coast, where there is a high Japanese population and a high Japanese population of people who play baseball and like baseball. And so if this happens, Shohei will be at the Nat. I guarantee it. They'll sell 10,000 tickets to just have him. And this is, you can steal this marketing idea. Just let him hit home runs for 15 minutes and then sign autographs for an hour. People will pay $20. You could get 10,000 people in there without even trying.
Yep.
So Ohtani jerseys, they'll sell.
You're nice with the $20 ballpark, by the way, because I'm sure that's a $100 ticket at the Nat, knowing that how many people are going to want that ticket and that ballpark being only so big. Yeah. That is a gone in 10 minutes, I think, at $80 a ticket even.
Yeah, and you're looking at jerseys. And, I mean, the marketing for this guy is so big. And like you said, you could make up, if you're paying him $50 million a year, you could probably make up 25 of it, you know? And I think that's being generous, you know, like
you are 100% correct with that.
Legitimately advertise this guy, and you wouldn't even need to crush him with it. Like, I mean, sometimes these guys really get rolled over and they're having to do an ad thing and a da 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 on all the time. Yeah. They've got them on, like you said, they'll be on breakfast TV and all this other crap. I don't think Ohtani is that kind of thing. I think he's a phenomenon. I think he's West Ed Mall with 10,000 people there. He is, you know, like he's way bigger than what we have ever seen as a superstar, and he's global. The Jays will go play in Japan. That's a guarantee. You don't even have to write that one. That one's done.
You have a chance, Jason, here to have the Cal Ripken-esque work ethic guy as a Toronto Blue Jay. Yes. Because everybody knows that he is a 100% baseball player first. He doesn't give two shits about all this other media stuff, but it's a nice little perk that the Blue Jays can capitalize on. But the fact that the Blue Jays have the training facility to do what they do in Dunedin. They have all the wonderful new renovations that are happening at the Rogers Center, literally as we record this. And I don't know if any of you have all seen what the hell is coming to the Toronto Blue Jays Rogers Center equation on that whole thing, but it is very player-centric for everything under the seating. So this is all things that are playing perfectly into the fact of recruiting somebody like Shohei Ohtani. Somebody that is work ethic first and wants to play solid baseball for a winner. You have a very good chance here with this team to capitalize perfectly. And then him having that platform that he has wanted, which is a whole nother nation for him to dominate. He's already taken Japan by storm. The United States have been conquered as far as MVP right now, back-to-back seasons. Now the next step could be take Canada as the best athlete that Canada has to offer as somebody playing for a nation right now.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Yeah. It's catching a fever. And speaking of which, I found my old Catch the Fever Toronto Blue Jay hat.
Look at that. Look at that dustpan.
From 1992-93. My mother was actually saying, hey, do you want to throw some stuff out? And I'm like, I look through it. I'm like, you ain't throwing this out.
Not that. Give me that.
There was only one other hat at that same time frame I loved, and that was because I was a giant diehard Roberto Alomar fan in the early 90s. It was the No Fear hat, or the little
with the two eyes,
weird like sweatband. Bingo, you got it. But I miss those hats, and to the fact, Ken, you are 100% right. That is exactly the kind of thing that the Blue Jays could get. Catch the fever of having somebody like Shohei Ohtani in Toronto for a tenure, literally. And regardless of the fact that let's say he does do the two-year opt-out, guys, if you end up holding on to Vlad, you'll end up holding on to Bo Bichette and everybody else that we have in our pitching rotation and all these things. 2 years of Shohei Ohtani is a World Series ring, not a first-round knockout like we've been talking about.
And all those people,
at a minimum, he is going to rake at the plate.
Yeah, all those people who have been talking about the fact that he's been in Anaheim, they've put good guys with him. They never have. I mean, Mike Trout does not give you an entire team, you know. And then the guys that they did pick up were either at the end of their run or they were damaged goods. And so it's not like Anaheim used what they don't even have close to the Jays lineup that they have right now. No. So let's just take that off the table. That he hasn't been a winner, like World Baseball Classic. I mean, he won when he was other places. Just because Anaheim sucks doesn't mean you're sorry, Anaheim, you suck.
The fact that we're talking about batting all Ralvis Martinez in the nine hole or Addison Barger in the nine hole in this equation, I think, should 100% speak to where we're talking about.
To your point about the pitching,
offensively.
To your point about the pitching, our starters we're fine right now. We've still got room to be able to pick guys up, even if they spend the $50 million. The cap is going to go up a little bit, but I think that what this does is this creates sort of that same level of what the Yankees do to try and be as good as they are. We're going to pay for it.
Yes.
We need you to get on board as fans, as media, as all this other stuff. Now, will he get railed if he comes out cold? Oh, yeah. You know, and I don't know if, because this hasn't been a thing yet, because, I mean, sure, he's a big deal. He's not the biggest deal in Anaheim, even, maybe, right? Like, I mean, it's just not the same. It wouldn't be the same. It's like, and Craig, it's different for you because you don't get to see this, but I mean, Ken, you must see this. They call TSN the Leaf, you know, like it's the Leafs, the Leafs, the Leafs. Yes. And when the Leafs go down, like I'm in Vancouver, I could care less. I want to see what the Canucks do or the Jets do or every other NHL team. But when the Leafs start to fall, I mean, God of the world. And you know, they're interviewing Mitch Marner and they're like, Mitch, what's going on? He's like, I don't even know. Like, and they're like, you know, how can you not save the team? So, I mean, there could be, you know, Shohei's first. I mean, the one nice thing is that he can use the, you know, like he can speak English, but he can bring an interpreter out there. And that slows that interview down right quick. Like, when he's just looking at the guy like this and pretend, and the guy is responding and you know, and he's, and you think, give a second, the thoughtful answer, and then he gives them a thoughtful answer. I mean, then the heat has come off already. It's just a regular question from a regular guy, which, I mean, I think is awesome. But it would be interesting to see the first time that Shohei goes 0-for-5 in a game and the Jays lose, and he came up in the ninth with an opportunity to win the game. And they're like, dude, you're making $50 million, and you can't just get one hit, you know, like we saw it this year. We saw, you know, guys go into slumps and the fans and the city turn on them pretty quick. So you'd have to really have some kid gloves for Shohei. And he'd also have to know that, you know, and I feel like this might've been part of why the Yankees were out of the deal so quick, is I don't think he wanted to be under that precision laser spotlight in New York. Which he will be in Toronto. I mean, it's unfortunate for him. He doesn't quite realize, I don't think at this point, that he will be the biggest thing in Canada. Or maybe he does. I mean, I've read some stuff this week about how he is actually more, you know, sort of looking for his legacy than we've even talked about. Like, he knows he's good. Correct. He knows he could alter baseball for the rest of his life. And maybe he wants to be regarded as Babe Ruth. Like, when you think of just any kid, you walk up to them, who's the greatest baseball ever? Babe Ruth. He wants to be that in 20 years. He wants people to say, Ohtani.
To your point, though, Jason, I think on the midst of that whole thing, too, is I do think he wants that platform, though, but he doesn't want to be in somebody maybe someplace like maybe like New York to do that. He wants to be able to quietly do his thing and to show that I'm the best that you will ever see in Major League Baseball. And there is a difference between playing in New York and there is a difference between playing in Toronto. Regardless of what we're talking about here, there is a very still blue collar effort to playing for the Toronto Blue Jays. The fact, just look at the guys that we have idolized over the last however many years. It's guys that have worked their ass off to get to be a Toronto Blue Jay and rake. You look at Jose Bautista. You look at Roy Halladay. You look at Carlos Delgado. Those are all guys that faltered in their early parts of their career right out of the minor leagues. And another example would be somebody like Sean Green. It took him actually leaving Toronto to rake in Los Angeles and company.
Big poppy. So yeah.
Now you have a chance to bring somebody like Shohei Ohtani into that market. This is something that Toronto Blue Jays fans, and I would say even in general, Canadian sports fans have not seen a la since Wayne Gretzky with the Oilers. You know, it's that level of just crazy dripping with talent that you haven't seen.
Yeah, it's hard to add anything to that. Like, you guys just can't capture everything. Yeah,
yeah.
Or else add to that.
I think it's, you know, again, I think we'll chase up and down this tree a bunch of times about the same sort of things because, I mean, I don't see the downfall. The downside. I don't see the downside to getting him. Like honestly, like. It's sure it's $500 million of not my money, but I mean, you know, put that aside, you know, it's what we have.
The problem is the funny thing is that doesn't seem to be the problem.
No, it doesn't.
It literally does not. It sounds like Rogers is like writing it up and then throwing the brick of money at it right now. Yeah, and my shoulder doesn't even let me throw 100 miles an hour right now because it will let me barely throw 20.
Yeah.
But in the midst of this whole thing, it just sounds like the money's not the problem here. It's like literally they have done everything they humanly possibly can to, you know, court and properly bring Shohei Ohtani to Canada, period, as a Toronto Blue Jay. And I can't say that they're not doing anything wrong because they've supposedly shown the Dunedin complex, which you guys have seen those things. I would kill to work out in that, let alone being a top level performer like Ohtani. It is insanely beautiful. It has everything they would need, and they have all the proper trained personnel to keep a player at peak performance. And that is the main focus of somebody like Ohtani right now. Like you said, Jason, he wants to cement his legacy as one of the best Major League Baseball players ever. This is a guy that grew up idolizing Ichiro Suzuki, who is known as one of the best hitters in Major League, or if not baseball history, period. It doesn't matter where you started. There's a reason Ichiro is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, regardless of the fact that he didn't start his career in Major League Baseball.
And
Ohtani wants that in spades, and he has a very good opportunity to do that.
Yeah,
with a platform like the Toronto Blue Jays versus the other competitors in this whole situation, like we were talking about with the Dodgers, the Giants, so on and so forth.
He's lost in those cities. And if you, the other thing that it creates as well is this gives the Blue Jays an opportunity to become a national entity. Like, and I'm talking where they may start to circumvent a team like the Winnipeg Jets. You may have more people that are interested in traveling to Toronto or watching the Jays games or whatever than being, you know, Winnipeg Jets fans. It may even get as high level as like where guys that are and girls that are Flames fans and Oilers fans start taking, you know, like, what are you doing tonight? Are you going to watch the Oilers game? No, we're going to watch the preseason Jays game because Ohtani's playing his first game. What?
Yeah, that's outside of the fact that the Oilers are, people are already turning their McDavid jerseys for Flames fan jerseys.
No, they've that's over. He's fine. Whatever he had, pneumonia or mono or whatever's going on with him for the first bit, he's fine now. So they're all back. It's a good thing they didn't burn their jerseys because, you know, they just threw them out in the snow and now the snow's melted so they can go get them. But that the other thing that this creates is, and this is something that Canada lacks from coast to coast, is they could create Shohei Ohtani baseball leagues. They could create, there's so much stuff. Like one of the things that is growing in the city of Vancouver is the Asai baseball team. Now these guys are a Japanese team that is from the 40s, if I can remember right. It may even be earlier.
You're right.
And these guys they came over to Vancouver with their families. Their families were working in the city. They were working on the railroads. They were trying to build this beautiful city that I live in. And they still played. So their fathers played, the sons played, the brothers played. They all played. And they played at some pretty sketchy parks in Vancouver. And it's still a thing. But this has grown back now as being something where next year my kids can try out for this team, and if they get it, we get to go play in Japan, which would be, I mean, I can't even tell you how rad that would be.
It's life-changing. That right. is literally the best way of saying it. You don't get that opportunity to stumbling through the door no. all day every day.
Now, what happens when Ohtani is available to come out here or go to Manitoba or go to one of those other places and say, hey, guys, it's me, it's Shohei. You guys should be playing baseball. I mean, it's the Gretzky in LA effect. It's the, you know, it's the Coyotes moving to Arizona effect times how many of ever people there are in Canada that are under 40. Like men's baseball leagues will retake off. Like
10X.
Yeah. It's
this
it's
is the difference complete, between having one Joey Votto or 10 Joey Vottos.
Or a Joey Votto that fired maple syrup out of his like Spider-Man out of his things and had back bacon in his back pocket. Like, I mean, it's not, you can't compare it to anything. It's just ham. I know it is. We all know it. By the way, all of America, if you're listening, we all know it's just ham. But it's like I said, like, I mean, this then becomes a Canadian brand. Like, I mean, the fact that, and this may actually do stuff like where Vladdy doesn't play for Canada in the World Series of baseball. This may make Vladdy do it because Vladdy's like, crap, this guy is stealing all my thunder in Canada now. Like, I got to step my game a little bit up here, and I've got to, you know, and a guy like Votto, like, even hypothetically, if you got the both of them, can you imagine, like, one of the biggest Canadian stars to ever play the game, then playing with the biggest star in the game, both of them representing Canada across, like, this is the, you know, the Maple Leaf is on here for a reason, and it's never, ever, ever held more true than if they get Ohtani, they will legitimately cement that they are Canada's national team. The Raptors can't do it right now. It doesn't matter that they won a championship. I know basketball is starting to go on the rise right now out here, which is great. This will be game-changing for baseball from coast to coast in Canada.
Yep. And go ahead, Kenny. You look like you got something to say.
Nothing left to add on that. Just jumping on the bandwagon on that. Go ahead.
But to your point, like I said, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but this is literally like country changing level sports. And to your point, Jason, this is 100%. This is will be kids signing up for Little League, a line through the door.
Yeah. It's every number 17. Everybody wants to be 17. Everybody, you know what I mean? It changes the dynamic for everything. Now let's flip side it. He goes to the Dodgers. Okay.
Still
very popular down there. Still very. What then would be the Jays' first target, do you think? Like, is it go ahead. What do you think, Craiger?
I think that would be exactly where the show title is actually named this evening.
I didn't even know.
You
I didn't even realize
something. Yeah. Is it real?
Yeah.
That is the question right now. I feel like I'm freaking Timmy at the dentist right now.
do they just go nuts? Like, do you think they just go nuts? Do you think, like, the second after, they're like, Cody Bellinger, here's $30 million. Swan Soto, here's $30 million.
If you're ready to throw.
Yeah.
You can play baseball, get in here.
It's
like Oprah giving out cars, man.
Yeah.
So, but on that point, though, right now, if you do not get Shohei Ohtani and you are prepared to pay $60 million to one person, how do you not trade the farm for somebody like Juan Soto and then just drop a brick of money in his lap and say, Toronto's your game. Have fun. Very much in a similar fashion of what the Blue Jays did a million years ago when they traded for Kyle Drabek and a bunch of other random crap that didn't come into any fruition for Roy Halladay. And
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Then the first second that the Philadelphia Phillies had Roy Halladay, said, hey, you know what? 5 years. Good luck. And yes, they gave him a giant dumpster pile of money. That is exactly what you need to do if you end up recruiting Juan Soto. I understand that he is a Scott Boras client. That is not the problem here. The difference between a regular person that's got a whatever the hell, whoever agent and a Scott Boras client is back the truck up and give them money. If you were going to turn around and find somebody outside of Major League Baseball fund here that we're not talking about here, that's not named Shohei Ohtani, it is drop a dime on Juan Soto. This guy is a guy that bats to the point where he has an OPS near one, which does not happen. He's got 9.9 something OPS.
He's a
crazy skills.
Great hitter. Good outfielder. I feel like with Ohtani, you know, sort of Godzilla-ing his way through everyone's mind right now, we forget how good Juan Soto is. And the fact that the Padres are shattered that they have to get rid of this guy, but
they can't afford him.
They can't pay him.
That's how it is.
I'm 100% with you here, Craig. And I mean, you can even, you know, again, we're back to the sort of fun stuff. I mean, you could get three guys easily for what you're looking to pay Shohei. So for me, it's kind of a crapper. Get off the pot. Like, yeah, I know we've been given sort of Sunday. Is that right? Is that what they're saying? Is Saturday or Sunday now?
Sunday's supposed to be the day he can.
Okay.
Come
well,
early.
I mean, you know,
hot off the presses from Twitter this second. I'm literally looking at it. Sunday.
Really?
Monster truck. Shohei Ohtani will sign somewhere.
We're going to sell you the whole seat, but you're only going to need the edge. I swear to God, that's one of my favorites. One of my favorites ever.
That's the world we get to live in with this whole thing. Juan Soto, right now, we're talking, is somehow a step back from Shohei.
Is
somehow settling.
You might stuck with. Yeah,
we
you might
get
stuck
with Soto. We kept him. Yeah, we couldn't get it. We kept him away from going to the Yankees. You know, or
that
whatever
could be the show title: Stuck with Soto.
Does Soto even want to come to Toronto at this point?
Mm-hmm. I don't think he has a choice at this point. He doesn't have a trade clause in his contract.
Yeah. And I was reading that he's like he wants out and he wants to go to a contender. And I know he knows Vladdy and he probably knows Kirk and he probably knows a few other guys on the team, guys that were at the All-Star game. You know, he'd be familiar with Bichette and some of those other guys. And I mean, he's leaving a good team and he wants to go to a great team. Now I've heard that the Yankees are going to go great guns for Soto. I've heard that they're really going to make a big pitch over the next couple of days, but I feel like nothing happens until the Ohtani signs. I don't think the Yankees, I don't think at this point anyone considers themselves out. I mean, there's probably, you know, obviously like the Diamondbacks and the Phillies, and they weren't ever in it. But I don't think any of sort of those six teams that were all considered, there's still a chance. It's a Lloyd Christmas, right? Saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where until that drops, until the first bomb drops. But I mean, who knows? I mean, the Yankees have always done their own thing. They may call up one and say, hey, look, you know, I know we were talking about 30 million. We're just going to go to 35 straight up and sign you right now. And then
the hot off the press's news is the fact that the Yankees, this is literally within minutes from Rosenthal.
Breaking news.
The Yankees and Padres are far apart.
Ooh, I like
this
it.
This is hot off the presses again. And this
he's
is
not
the
just
same
talking
story
geographically, right?
Yeah. No, not physically.
That's fairly obvious. That, you know,
wait, in San Diego is here. Yeah, and
you don't have to be Carmen San Diego to figure that
Carmen.
One.
You can just be
regular San Diego.
So, but yeah, on the midst of that whole thing, other than the fact that this is a year anniversary, the Aaron Judge might sign with the Giants. I don't know if you guys remember that stupid tweet from John Heyman. He couldn't spell every judge's name.
Well, I just stuck with Arson. Sounds like a professional wrestler.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. That sounds like a hell of one. Like Arn Anderson or something like that. But anyways, the fact that Juan Soto, the San Diego Padres are asking for the world. And I think they're starting to slowly find out that the trade market isn't the ask for the world ballpark, right? They're not going to get back. When you're talking about who's in the ballpark for even Juan Soto, you're talking the Blue Jays, Yankees, and about five other teams. This isn't all of Major League Baseball that's bidding to get Juan Soto for the 1 year that he's left on his contract. That is the catch on this whole thing for Juan Soto. The Blue Jays are going to probably instantly try to turn around and sign him, but that doesn't mean that the San Diego Padres are getting a dumpster pile of prospects back. They're not getting a Ricky Tiedemann, for one example. The Blue Jays have more or less said that he is off the table for all trade negotiations. So now you're getting into the world of, okay, what's Major League ready? Aroldis Martinez, Addison Barger, so on, so forth. And the fact that we have a slew of guys that are actually going to be in the Rule 5 draft in the next very few minutes, actually.
It happened already.
So
they were on round 5 before we went on the air.
Correct. Jeez. But that is going on as we speak. The Rule 5 draft, which is anybody that is not currently on the Toronto Blue Jays 40-man roster that has exceeded minor league tenure. So they're in that ballpark of 24 to 26 years of age, somewhere in that ballpark. So there's a lot of guys that are very good Toronto Blue Jays prospects that we could not squeeze on that 40-man rotation or that 40-man roster, I mean. So there is a lot of guys that are Toronto Blue Jays that might end up in a very near minutes going somewhere else that are no longer trade chips. Guys, that's the other catch here in that Juan Soto trade. Those are guys that we might be trading to San Diego in this whole hindsight thing here, and those are the guys that would be centerpieces to the trades if they don't hurry up and lock this thing up with Juan Soto. And this is the same thing with all Major League Baseball teams, is everybody obviously is involved in that Rule 5 draft. Yankees, everybody. So those are guys that maybe the San Diego Padres are like, you know, we'll just sit and back, wait, see what happens on the Rule 5 draft, and then go, oh, now you're ready for a trade.
Yeah, well, because you've been picked apart. Yeah, I mean, it's you know, that Rule 5 is an interesting one, too. I went and looked. The Jays lost one guy in the first round, but nobody in the next three that I saw.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if that's – I don't know how it works. I don't know if there's only certain rounds you can take people or if you have protecteds. I haven't read enough about it to, to know.
So would you like the 411?
You know what, Craig? I'd really like that.
I'm the minor league guru. I got this shit.
You got it.
So the Rule 5 draft, every team gets an opportunity to more or less pick the guys that are the top of the crop, ready to move into Major League Baseball, but maybe they do not have a place to move into the major leagues with said team that they are currently affiliated with. I will give you the Spencer Horowitz example. Spencer Horowitz is a very good first baseman. He has Vlad Jr. blocking him at the major league level, but he is on the 40-man roster, so you can't touch him. He is off limits for all Major League Baseball teams. But if there was that next first baseman down the line that is in that a la Spencer Horowitz trying to push for a major league job, he's fair game because he maybe is not on the 40-man roster. That's how this works. And it's because they've spent so many years in the minor leagues, they get a chance to be picked by another team that has to move them to the major leagues. So just in that same example I just laid out, let's say the Chicago White Sox have an opening at first base and Spencer Horowitz was not on the 40-man roster for the Toronto Blue Jays. They'd be like, that guy right there could be the difference between us having a good first baseman next year at the major league level or nobody. They could grab them from said team, bring him over to the White Sox, and they have to hold him on the major league roster for the whole season. Otherwise, they don't get to keep him. So, Blue Jays fans should be a little bit aware of this. This is the exact situation. I'm funny enough that Jorge Romano is ironically even a Toronto Blue Jay because he was drafted on the Rule 5 draft 2 years ago by the Chicago White Sox. He was then traded from the Chicago White Sox to the Texas Rangers. The Texas Rangers said, after spring training, you're never going to make it to the majors this year. Have fun. See you later. Because he was a Rule 5 draft pick, he reverted back to the Toronto Blue Jays. That was the year he became the closer.
It's a beautiful story.
That's crazy shit. And this is not the first time a Rule 5 draft pick in Blue Jays' recent history has reverted to the Toronto Blue Jays and become a phenomenon at the major league level. Do you guys have any idea what quasi third baseman might have been the other one in the 2011 ballpark?
I feel like you said this one already out loud, and we were both like, when you said it, we were both like, what?
I have a problem. I'll admit it. I like minor leagues.
It'll come to me. You know, like this is somebody who, you know, like we both recognize, and I remember you saying it, but hit me. I can't remember now.
He walked around like after home runs, like kind of like yay. So
Encarnacion, really?
Wow. The Blue Jays literally waived him before the season he broke out. So he was brought back to, he was technically, I can't remember what team he was technically a part of for like literally a nanosecond. And the Blue Jays are like, yeah, you know what? We're good. And then he got brought back. It wasn't a Rule 5 thing, but it was that waiver back and forth claim thing that he was not selected. The Blue Jays brought him back to the major league level and he instantly raked at first base once we moved him to first base. Edwin Encarnacion was not a good third baseman. Edwin Encarnacion became a solid first baseman / DH the year we put him in the DH spot.
So I can tell you who's gone, who's already been taken as this draft is going right now, if you want to know.
Breaking news.
So Angel Del Rosario was taken by the Twins. Okay. Trevor Schwicky. He's a shortstop.
I was trying to pull out.
Oh, no. Yeah. The Phillies. There you go. S-C-H-W-E-C-K-E.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So those are the only two that I can see that have been taken so far.
And we stole somebody apparently in the midst of this process from the Red Sox, Alexis Hernandez.
Yeah. Never heard of him.
So let's say you didn't pick anybody in that round. So if you, it's the first round, everybody gets a chance to pull somebody from somebody else's team, right? If you chose not to pick somebody, that means you're done. No more drafting. You're out of the thing. Gone. Right? Right now, according to round one results that I'm looking at, every team in Major League Baseball picked at least one Rule 5 person from another team. The Blue Jays, like I said, pulled Alexis Hernandez from the Boston Red Sox. So at least we stole somebody from a competitor. Holy so God. There could be weirder
Did things. You look up this guy's stats?
Who?
I have not, because I'm literally hey,
Alexis Hernandez. He's 6 foot 155.
Dear so God. So he's not like your, my height. My weight at crazy height.
not your atypical home run hitter's butt. Oh well.
So and then in the second round, it looks like they only had 20 teams actually pick anybody. So those 10 teams that didn't pick anybody are out of the draft. They're no longer allowed to pick anybody. And then it gets in the third round, it's gotten down to about 13 people, it looks like, and so on and so forth. So they're down to Rule 5, or around 5 in the Rule 5 draft right now, and there's only been two teams that are still involved, and as the Marlins and the Phillies trying to fill out their 40-man roster.
Yeah.
And the other catches on this whole thing, you can't draft anybody if you don't have any open 40-man roster spots.
Yeah, you have to have a spot open, yeah.
Correct. Because you're basically automatically, whoever you steal from whatever team, promoting them to a major league contract instantly.
Yeah, and then if you want to steal them back,
spring training, correct.
If you want to steal them back, it's $50,000.
Correct.
Flat rate, 50,
and they get to revert to their old team in that same equation. So if they, it's like that, like we were just talking about with that gentleman from the Red Sox. If the Blue Jays do not bring him up to the major league roster after spring training, he automatically becomes a Boston Red Sox again.
Yeah. I've also got some.
That's how we got Jordan Romano back.
Yes. I've got some Yamamoto breaking news as well. It seems like a lot of stuff is happening right now. I don't know how breaking this is, but they're saying that Yamamoto has basically submitted a list of the teams that are into, you know, like have passed sort of the watch guard, and they're moving through. So in alphabetical order, so nobody get excited, are the Jays, the Dodgers, the Giants, the Mets, and the Yankees. There's supposed to be two other mystery teams, which I find just interesting that they would put it that
way. Blue Jays always end up being the mystery team, though.
I was surprised they were the mystery team, but I feel like that with Yamamoto, I mean, it's going to be Yankees or Giants. They're going to, I mean, the Giants are set to spend some big dollars on somebody, and I know they want to make a splash, and with Shohei having no interest in them, who knows? Stuff's heating up all over the place here. This is fun stuff.
Yeah.
So the flip side of that whole thing, I wanted to mention, I just lost it. Oh, the Dylan Cease thing apparently might be possibly happening tonight. And the White Sox have been talking about it to go into the Braves.
Wow. So I mean, I know that I was reading today
But to that point, if they steal from the Braves aren't going to go after Shohei or any of the other gentlemen that we've been talking about, you know, putting that rotation.
And Amphopoulos is with the Braves now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I was just reading a thing earlier today, actually, that said that if you go and look at the Braves and the way they're structured, their money and all the rest of this stuff, the Braves are set to, they may not do anything big in the offseason here, but the Braves are set to be able to start the season with a very, very, very good roster and have money left. Yes. Have money to spend.
Correct.
To come, you know, but if you go a month into the season and something's not happening or somebody comes available or something. So, I mean, the Braves are going to be a team to watch this year. Very agile.
Very a la Troy Tulowinski / David Price adding in 2015, kind of ballpark. Mm-hmm. The other catch, as far as Blue Jays fans are concerned, is a former Blue Jay is actually signed possibly with the Anaheim Angels, and that is Adam Simber is apparently inking said contract with the Anaheim Angels. I'm going to be the one here that says I loved Adam Simber. I think that he was honestly mission critical to every season that we had him other than this past season.
Yeah.
He was not healthy this past season, but you cannot say we would have made the playoffs without 100 something innings from Adam Simber the first
year. What a soldier. What a soldier.
Yeah. My wife loved Adam Simber just because he threw sidearm, because she said that's just so unique.
Like, yeah, he gets my golf clap. Adam Simber. Adam Simber will always be a you know, one of the all heart guys that this team's ever had. He always went out there. He always gave, even when he was hurt, he was still trying to throw it as hard as he could. And he had, you know, no end of fun watching my kids try and reenact that front foot curl with the big deep submarine sidearm. Speaking of pitchers, another I don't know if this is brand new, but it looks all brand new, is Craig Kimbrell is signed with the Orioles.
Yes, sir.
That's a good pickup.
On that
for
note,
them.
There's one other closer I actually legitimately wanted to talk to about tonight. So I'm going to give you segue points tonight, Mr. Ohtani Bomb. So I don't know if you guys saw who ended up getting the first round draft pick in this year's Major League Baseball draft or not, but the chances were literally this
9%. Yeah, 9%.
So the Cleveland Guardians ended up stealing the first round draft pick. And just to say this point, the Las Vegas A's are already getting screwed.
Four
A's.
So on that, because just think about that. The current Oakland Athletics had the best odds of getting the first round draft pick in this coming Major League Baseball draft. Somehow the baseball gods have said, sorry, screw you, and said, hey, the Cleveland Guardians look like a better spot for the best coming prospect in Major League Baseball. And it would have timed perfectly with the Las Vegas stadium opening for that person to be a said good contributor to that team.
Now, do they get number two?
They automatically, I think, get number two. Yes.
So it's interesting because the two guys that are at the top of the draft are both
very good,
very good baseball players. They will both make a really solid indent. It's JJ Weatherholt, and he was in West Virginia. Just an unbelievable second baseman. Absolutely crushed. Get a 4.49 batting average. Like, I understand it's college, but come on,
it's insane level college. Not mediocre. That is, you literally hit the ball half the time. The best Major League Baseball's in players in history hit the ball a third of the time into play with a base hit.
Yeah, the other guy is Nick Kurtz, who I guess has been dancing around at number one back and forth. He's from Wake Forest.
Which is a great program.
Excellent baseball player as well. And I mean, when you're thinking about who makes more of a, more of a flashy impact or who could really be a career player for that Las Vegas team, I kind of like the first baseman. First baseman is commonly one of your highest paid guys. He's commonly a guy that doesn't get traded a lot. He's commonly thought as like the heart of the team, like the catchers and the first baseman. So, I mean, if the Vegas can snap up, a guy who has been back and forth in that number one spot, I mean, that's still a good pickup for them.
Yeah. So there is a quasi ulterior motive to where I was kicking the ball in that direction there for a second. So the Cleveland Guardians are now centralized around the idea of rebuilding with the fact that they all of a sudden have the first round draft pick. What do you really think they're going to bring to the plate this year for competition in Major League Baseball? Do you think they're going to be selling? Do you think they're going to be buying? I would lean toward the first part of that.
There's one big name that comes up, buddy. just as a being super selfish, I'm thinking about Class A. I mean, he's an animal. He throws the ball
and literally caught the bait I was throwing out there.
I've been trying. I feel bad for the Buffalo Bills, so I've been trying to send you good vibes for the Bills, and maybe they've been intersecting with show ideas. So,
I don't know what to do with sports until baseball season starts again. My Sabres suck and the Bills don't know what the hell they're fucking goddamn doing.
The Sabres are bad too. The Sabres are a good team.
I don't know what's
really
going
bad.
On.
No idea. But I digress. Class A is, I mean, if you were to get Class A, that's almost Soto-esque.
Let's play devil's advocate here for just 0.2 seconds. Let's say you sign Shohei Ohtani. You have the left-handed bat that we've been just foaming at the mouth for over the last few years. you get Emmanuel Clase for the prospects that we were planning on trading for Juan Soto. You now have a two-headed crazy monster dragon, whatever the frick you want to call it, with Jordan Romano and Emmanuel Clase in the back end of that bullpen. Also, I'm going to say it's good effing luck.
Yeah.
That's all I can think of.
And imagine being able to, like, when Ohtani next, not next year, but the year after, imagine when he's on and he goes eight and then you go to Class A. Like, I mean, you might as well just turn the bats backwards and hope he hits you. Like, you know,
Larry Walker versus freaking Randy Johnson.
The lean in,
turn the helmet around, yeah. Try being left handed.
Larry Walker.
That's a beauty.
Outside of being scared, is John Kruk. You know, yeah. That was one of the best at bats I've ever seen in my life, but that's besides the point. But
yeah, Class A would be
we get to play with.
He's an animal, that guy. He would be a huge pickup. And
monster.
I don't know if you'd know, he only makes 20, he's got a 5-year, $20 million deal that this year he'll make $2.9 million, next year, $4.9 million, and the year after, $6.4 million for one of the best closers in the game.
He led the American League in saves last year.
2.9
make the playoffs.
It's a joke. 2.9.
That him, just think of this monster that you have at the back end of that bullpen. You have Clase, Meza, Swanson,
Shohei's translator. Shohei's translator gets more paid more than 2.9.
If you ever want to be a linguist, now's the opportunity to, guys. Nuts.
Oh, God. But to that point, you're not wrong. It spells just throw the prospects away. Who gives a living crap? You're going to win every game because you're going to have four amazing starters every so many days. Then you're going to throw whoever the hell in our fifth spotter right now, whether it's Manoa, Tiedemann, whatever, insert rookie here. And then you have that at the end of the back of the bullpen. Good freaking luck is about the best way I can say it.
Yeah.
So if I'm the Blue Jays and I'm literally able to do a trade for that, or just think of this, what if you were able to throw enough prospects into the pot and get Jose Ramirez out of that same bit? There's nothing saying it can't happen.
Yeah.
This is the wonderful part about the Molotov cocktail that is talking about offseason baseball and playing with fantasy sports.
Yeah, like so, I said, when that Ohtani bomb drops, things are just going to open. The floodgates are going to go in a weird way, and we're going to see some stuff. Like, I don't know if you guys saw today, but the Phillies are talking about re-ing up Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper's got 8 years left on a giant deal. And they're like,
he's only
years. We should –
3-4.
We should lock you up for another 10 after that. Like, what? Like,
yeah, fuck it. Let's keep you to your 40.
I guess.
In Miggy Cabrera / Albert Pujols ballpark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, to that ballpark, Philly has found a way to do a very, very good job of rewarding their players for good work. And we just saw that with Aaron Nola.
Yes, for
so
sure.
So if that next piece is Bryce Harper being Philadelphia Philly for the rest of his career, great. Have fun.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think he's going to outperform that for the more ballpark, very similar in the fashion of what I was just mentioning with Miguel Cabrera. He's going to hit one way or the other. And this is the wonderful weirdness of having the DH actually in the National League. You wouldn't have had this talk about Bryce Harper and an extension if you did not have the DH in the National League.
It was a great move. Great move.
Yes. Good deal. So, fellas, is there anything else you would like to talk about this evening as we literally digress to the point where we've been literally just shouting and yelling, oh, my God, we're so excited for the last hour? Nothing?
Not at this point.
I got nothing. I mean, it really
– I think next week we'll definitely have a lot to talk about for whatever happens.
Yes.
Very much.
Whether we get him or not get him.
There's fallout from all this.
Yeah. I mean, you know, to everybody who's watching and you know, we watch people pop in and out all the whole way along. And, you know, if you've got questions or stuff, get them to us. We'd like to be able to talk about this stuff. I mean, there's going to be an endless amount of sort of dark holes that this is going to go down in the next 2 weeks. And it'll be fun to start talking about that. And when we see those moves, start talking about what the Jays lineup's going to look like, what their batting order is going to look like, you know, like, are they going to be serving sushi at every of the stands in, you know, like these are important things we need to deal with.
The answer is yes, Jason. The answer
I know
is
it
yes.
Is.
If we 100% land, sushi's yes. going to be on the menu.
And one of them will be called the Ohtani bomb.
Put on a shirt.
So outside of Ohtani news, the latest off the Blue Jays waiver wire, because I got to be this guy and just say this, is Tony Kemp apparently is available from the Oakland A's. This is a guy the Blue Jays have actually been linked to over the last few years. That actually does
a great person
to be in our outfield. So
I like Tony
Kemp. I thought that was kind of hilarious that our friend of the show, Chris Henderson, former Jays Journal editor, is pointing this out and the fact that it might actually be possible match made in heaven for a fourth outfielder slash win an opportunity for the
Jays. We don't have Kiermaier anymore, right? Kiermaier's gone?
Correct. So, well, you don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't know yet. But Kemp makes a
pretty good replacement. The rumor is he might actually be a New York Yankee by the end of the week.
Kiermaier, yeah, I saw that as well. Yeah,
really.
So
yeah,
there's a few guys Yankees
are targeting that you'd be surprised at, Kenny. It's interesting that the Yankees have picked a couple of project guys and a couple of guys that, you know, that probably, like, Kiermaier probably doesn't want to go to the Yankees, but they'll probably pay him more than most teams will. He'll get to play every day. I mean, I think given him, you know, if you gave him everything, he'd probably come back to the Jays, but I don't think they want to spend the money on him if, you know, for any real reason. So yeah, I like that. And like I said, this is the common.
It's a good move. It's at that point. If he's your fourth outfielder and you bring in Ohtani or whoever even in the bed to be the normal guy, is it somebody in that the Blue Jays fans got very used to the fact that Ramel Tapia was a very good fourth outfielder for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Great.
This is
one.
A step above Ramel Tapia.
Yeah.
Because Kemp has some crazy athleticism and he's a lot younger than he was at the time.
Hopefully he can get white dreads too. Those were sweet.
Yeah.
Those were fun. Tapia looked like the brothers from The Matrix.
Yeah.
He did look like that in the second one there. Hey, reloaded Toronto Blue Jays at that point.
Oh, hey, reloaded Blue Jays. There you go. Boom. Marketing. I hope that the Jays management doesn't listen to this. They're gonna hork all of our good ideas.
Here's the wonderful part on that whole thing. I don't care. So the Toronto Blue Jays at the moment, according to MLB.com, are a 60% chance for a Shohei Ohtani. So I'm going to cheers to that whole thing.
Yeah, that's and it. We got to end on that. That's got to be the end.
Promo on this fun part of the whole thing is our friends at DugoutMugs.com are
perfect
wonderful
time.
Friends of ours that are going to be putting out some. They have a great product. If you have not had the chance to it, they have this wonderful aluminum bat piece here that I have that is actually a cool top, very similar to a Yeti cup. And then they also have the wonderful mugs that are actual baseball bats that they knob off and core out the middle of it. And it is really cool stuff there as far as baseball fans are concerned. So it's a very cool product. I highly recommend to it. We're going to have them actually possibly on the show in the short to near future to talk about just some baseball memorabiliaisms as far as, you know, off-season fun goes. Maybe we'll get them to play some useless trivia and not send me Tanner Hoek freaking baseball cards like they did to me because I won some contest to it. That's like, okay, nice. Great, it's autographed, but it's fucking Tanner Hoek.
Tanner Hoek's mom doesn't think that, Craig.
Damn right.
To that point, I just didn't want to see a Red Sox thing show up with my Blue Jays gear. That's loyalism says. But to that point, they also make cool things like this too. It looks like a baseball, right?
That's
it's
awesome.
Actually a bottle opener, and it's magnetic. It's sticking to my tool case behind me. So random cool fun stuff from our friends at Dugout Mugs. So cool stuff. Is there anything else you guys want to chit chat on before I do our normal get the hell out of here?
Yeah, good.
All good.
Oh, Blue Jays fans, make sure you listen in every week. We will be back at our normal time at Monday at 7:00 Eastern time. Unfortunately, I was sick and everybody else had family things going on this week. So it was a lot easier just to have this Wednesday powwow that we are currently having. Plus, we had more time to talk Shohei Ohtani, Juan Soto, and all the literal craziness that is going on at the Toronto Blue Jays in the winter meetings for Major League Baseball in Nashville, Tennessee this week. So If you haven't missed us, we will be back live on Monday evenings at 7 o'clock Eastern, jaysjournal.com. We are the official podcast of them and fanside.com. And obviously make sure you join us, hit us on any social media you can at Birdwatching GC. So fellas, moving along, two claps, Ric Flair, 1, 2, 3.
Woo!
Hit me, Ohtani.
Ohtani, man.
Ohtani.
You can do it. Thank you for listening to the Jay Bird Watching Podcast. Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, at Birdwatching GC, and our YouTube channel. If you want to support the show and get extra content, please consider joining us to our Patreon at patreon.com/birdwatchinggc. Go Jays, go.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.